Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pier. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsapa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Volleyball.
Hey, and a good Saturday afternoon. Happy weekend, everybody. Another day of high school volleyball coming your way here on River 92.7, your official voice of the Governor's Governor Volleyball Squad. Back at Riggs High Gym for the second night in a row for the third time this week to open their 2022 season off of a victory in four sets over Rapid City Stevens last night. Now they'll take on the other Rapid City AA squad and the Central Cobblers after a night at Aberdeen for the Cobblers in a four-set loss up there. They'll try to come in and tangle with the Governors here today. Governors, from one match to another, Tuesday to Friday, seem to play better. They'll try to continue their improvement here, looking for their third straight win to start this volleyball season. Good to have you with us, along with Heather Williams back in studio, and once again, Jordan Luttmer running video with the help of Live Ticket. You can see this match as well as hear it through our website, drgnews.com, through the Live Ticket website at liveticket.tv, and also through the Pierce School website, where that will give you a link to gogovs.live. We're hard to avoid. It's a good product that we put on the floor and on the website as well, drgnews.com. Governor Volleyball coming up. We'll have a Becky Potsapa State Farm pregame show in which we will talk with both head coaches, keys to success. We'll take another look around volleyball, what happened last night. There were a few matches in Class AA. We'll update the standings so far early this season, take a look at what the schedule ahead holds, and then along with those keys to success, starting lineups, game officials, and a whole lot more. The pregame will start in 2 minutes. And it's brought to you by the Becky Potsapa State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. This is Pierre Governor Volleyball on your official voice of the Governor's River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsapa State Farm is your Central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsapa State Farm. They'll take care of all of your insurance and financial service needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsapa State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
One team. The Pierre Governors know what that means, and so do the men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office. No matter how good you are, a good team makes you better. To be the best, that takes teamwork. If you want to know more about the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and their 361 team, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office and the Peer Govs, winning teams.
Back at River 92.7 at Riggs High Gym, a high school volleyball match coming up. This is the first of two games that we'll bring to you in Governor Sports here on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com today. Tonight at 6:30, the pregame will begin, and we'll have Governor football for the first time this season. Peer opening up the season at Hollister Field against the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Looking forward to the start of the season for the five time, and now defending 11AA champion Peer Governors. So that's a little bit later on, but right now it's volleyball. Once again, Peer coming in 2-0. Rapid City Central is 0-1. After last night's matches, there were three of them in AA. Peer defeating Rapid City Stevens, Aberdeen Central over Rapid City Central, Mitchell also with a win over Sturgis, and all of those matches ended in 3-1 set scores. A couple of updates to these standings have Aberdeen Central, O'Gorman, and Peer now at 2-0 to start their seasons. Mitchell getting a win will start 1-0. Harrisburg, Sioux Falls, Jefferson, and Washington. Spearfish was also 1-0. Douglas has a win over St. Thomas More, but they also had a loss on the season earlier this week. A couple of teams starting 0-1, including Brandon Valley, Brookings, Sioux Falls, Lincoln, Watertown. Yankton is 0-2, now Sturgis 0-2 as well, and Rapid City Central and Stevens are all 0-1. Huron is yet to play a match until today. Huron is hosting the Huron Invite, so there's a lot of volleyball happening in Huron at both the arena and their middle school, and we'll give you some scores that have happened already today. Mitchell defeated Spearfish 2-1. Again, these are all best of three. Huron sweeps Sturgis in two straight. Sioux Falls Christian, the top team in Class A, for a number of years running now. They surrendered a set to Watertown, but they did beat the Arrows 2-1. Watertown won the middle one 27-25. Huron defeating Chester, who is one of the Class B powers, and certainly worthy of the matches that they'll get against some AA opponents today. But Huron wins that one 2-1. Chester did beat Brandon Valley, who is struggling to start the season so far. 2-1, Chester defeating the Lynx. So far, Mitchell and Watertown. Actually, Watertown has just beaten Mitchell 2-1. And Huron and Brandon Valley are playing. There's more action with Chester area taking on Sioux Falls Lincoln right about now. Chester and Sturgis later on. Douglas and Brookings will play. Spearfish and Sioux Falls Christian. Brandon Valley has a matchup with Sturgis still on the schedule. Brookings and Harrisburg, and then Sioux Falls Christian against Mitchell. Watertown against Spearfish. As those are some other games. Huron will play Spearfish. Mitchell and Brookings will play a best two out of three. And Brandon Valley and Watertown also will play yet this afternoon. So a lot of volleyball in Huron today, featuring AA teams as well as the top team in Class A in Sioux Falls Christian and the third-ranked team in Class B out of Chester area. Meanwhile, along with Peer hosting Rapid City Central, Aberdeen Central is playing host to Rapid City Stevens. Is there just going with first serve right about now up in Aberdeen. So that's the schedule of events and what's going on. Action ahead, and this week, since the governor's out west for 3 days in a row, they'll play at Douglas Thursday night and then at Sturgis Friday night and Spearfish next Saturday afternoon. We will have all three of those games on DRG Media Group stations with, in fact, all of them, I'm trying to think, the Friday game will be on KGFX AM, and then Saturday afternoon here on River 92.7, and Thursday night also here on River 92.7, keeping you covered with Governor Volleyball from out west. Rapid City Central and Stevens will play each other. We saw Stevens last night. We'll see Central today. They'll play each other at Stevens High on Tuesday night in their next action for both teams, but then also both teams going to Gillette, Wyoming to play in a tournament next Friday and Saturday. That's the look at the state of volleyball here in the opening segment of our Becky Potts of a State Farm Insurance pregame. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety always reminding us as they celebrate being a part of a team, remember to buckle up every trip, every time, no matter where you're going or how far from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. A two-minute break, and we'll go with Keys to Success next. Conversations with Hope Owens of Rapid City Central a little later on, but we'll start with Tiffany Stoser of the Peer Governors in our Central Dakota Eye Care Keys to Success. Beginning in 2 minutes, this is Peer Governor Volleyball.
Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Beck Motor Company is here for you. With new inventory arriving daily, our selection is excellent and sure to fit your budget. If you don't see what you're looking for, we'll find it for you. If you're thinking of a new Chevrolet or Cadillac, now is the time to get that order in. Thanks for your loyalty. Beck-Motors.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
All right, here we go. Once again, another chance for Keys to Success with Tiffany Stoser, Governor Head Coach. Really, first opportunity to play back-to-back one night and a Saturday afternoon, and now you're starting to get into a little more volleyball mode. We saw last night in that win over Rapid City Stevens. Better effort that we agreed on from what you saw Tuesday night in match number one, and now it's time to really get in rhythm and go out and do it again today.
Yeah, absolutely. Today we get to challenge ourselves a little bit. You know, we'd like to walk away in three sets and play consistent in all three of them. So we're challenging ourselves a little bit on that. See if we can pull one together.
It's a Rapid City Central team that comes in. They got a match or a set off of Aberdeen Central last night. You know, I think we're going to see this team maybe come on a little bit from the struggles that they had last year. You know, they're going to be an improved team, but I think you feel that you're going to be a better team than you were last year too.
Yeah, we are a better team than we were last year. I think that I got to watch Aberdeen Central's match with Rapid City. I watched that last night late. And they put together a great defensive effort. You know, they don't give points away. They're diving into bleachers, the type of effort that I'm looking for on our side of the net. So they're going to make us work for it. I think that we should be able to put some things together, but it's not going to be a layup by any means.
You know, and I think with teams like Rapid City Central, people always told me about Pierre a few years back when your squads were kind of still up and coming, the word to describe Pierre was, from other coaches, was always scrappy. And I'm guessing that's maybe what you saw from the Cobblers last night.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't think twice about it. They're just going to, you know, knock down brick walls and then going to go after every single ball. So one thing we can't just assume their ball's going to hit the floor. We got to stay alert, be ready for things to come back over. I saw that a little bit in their game last night. And they're here to win. You know, they gave Aberdeen Central all they could handle, and I'm expecting them to do that today.
You know, and if they're going to get set over what is usually a pretty good Aberdeen team, you're probably talking good defense up front, causing problems for the attack. Is that what you saw? Is that what you've got to contend with today?
yeah, they get in position. They're definitely in position on defense. I think that our offense is a little bit quicker. I'm hoping that we can beat the block. That's what I'm going to challenge our hitters with today is get up quicker, we're not going to do an easy tip. They're going to pick those up. So we're going to have to get up quick, put a ball down, and then get back ready for defense because oftentimes it's coming back over.
You bring up a good point about beating the block. And to me, you think about the science of the offensive side of the net and the timing of the set passes. I mean, how do the girls communicate when it's going to be a quick set or when you just got to set it up high and set your hitters up for the biggest opportunity? What goes into communicating like that?
Yeah, we challenge our hitters that, you've got to sometimes – in a rally, you've got to make that call while you're in your approach. And so our setters, it's a last second change up for them. But, when we've got a good pass, we want to run something as quick as we can. And we challenge our hitters. If the middle blocker's not over, we want to hit in between the block because that usually provides a gap for us. So that's some things we've been working on is our hitters are, they know what they can do. If they see a good pass, they should be hungry and they're calling out a number that they want set to them and our setters make the adjustment.
Any other challenges you see from Rapid City Central today?
Other than, they were a pretty good serving team. I didn't see many serving errors at all. They like to serve deep, and that was a challenge for Aberdeen Central serve receive. So we're going to have our passers, communicating well back there. Definitely going to serve in between our passers, so we're going to have them talking to each other, good communication.
And I'm thinking about a couple of things I wanted to ask you about last night and forgot completely about it, but your defense at the net was a little quiet in those first two sets, but I think as you really started to take control of the match in that third set, the defense came on, you started getting some blocks, and also your serving was a little bit better than what we saw Tuesday night.
We had a hard time on the right side. Steven set so much in, so far in, that our right sides weren't getting to that spot quick enough. And so we had to talk about that. Like you said, I think we did a little bit better job sets 3 and 4, getting, finding that they're actually setting a 4 ball instead of a 5 like you would traditionally see. And then our right sides needed to make that adjustment. So we'll watch in warm-ups where Central's going with it. We'll make sure we have our block aligned.
Okay. Any other keys today?
Defense is the biggest key for us. Our back row defense, I think we're going to have to pick up a lot of balls today. I think that they set off the net yesterday against Aberdeen, and a lot of balls went middle back. So we're going to make that adjustment in our defense and see what we can do.
All right, Coach, keep it going. Good luck today.
Thanks, Brian.
Tiffany Stoser, head coach of the Peer Governors. Coach's comments and keys to success are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. We'll hear from them, and we will turn the page and talk with visiting head coach Hope Owens in her first year running the Rapid City Central program. And we return with more keys to success. You're listening to Governor Volleyball.
Central Dakota Eye Care continues to grow. Hi, this is Dr. Matthew Blazek. I've recently joined the practice at Central Dakota Eye Care. I'm excited to move back to Peer, and I am accepting new patients of all ages. We offer state-of-the-art equipment, trained staff, and the best selection of eyewear and contact lenses. Regular, yearly, comprehensive eye exams are key to finding eye problems before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 for an appointment. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Peer. Better vision for a great life.
All right, with more keys to success, the visiting head coach is Hope Owens of Rapid City Central. And, Coach, welcome back home, so to speak. You got roots here in the capital city we know about. We're glad to have you. But Rapid City Central, you start your season last night at Aberdeen. Got a set off of them, but Aberdeen's still a pretty good ball club and a four-set loss. But I think with the struggles that this team had last year, just one match under your belt so far. How do you feel about the way you got started last night?
I feel really good. One of my big philosophies with this program is building that mentality. Shifting that culture to be competitive in a culture of excellence. That's what we're really striving for. And, I told the girls last night after the loss was that, you look at that scoreboard and the points show a loss. But the fact that we could walk away, have a positive mentality and be ready to play Peer today, that's a win for us because we didn't have that last year.
So I think it was the the third set that you got last night. Now, in volleyball, in one match, you're always going to be making adjustments. What adjustments did you make, and what was really working well for you when things were going well last night?
It's definitely our offense. Once we start getting our offense rolling, Aberdeen Central wasn't expecting that from us. They didn't really know how to defend that. And so then when we had an offensive error, we just kind of fell apart. We need to figure out how to keep that rolling and keep holding on to that control and loving that feeling of being in control.
It starts with passing and just getting in rhythm, and I'm sure that's something that'll be a work in progress, but a chance to turn around and try to get in that rhythm again is a good thing for you.
Right.
But what challenges are you going to face, though, with this peer team today?
Definitely defense. Our coverage has been our weakness, and that's something that we've been really working hard the last couple weeks is finding that good balance of coverage on a blocker and on a hitter and shifting those base positions around. And so that's going to be definitely our biggest challenge today is making sure that we cover those hitters and blockers.
This is a peer team that obviously has got a lot of high hopes for this season. And I think maybe from what we saw here last night, a team that you'll probably be much more familiar with in Rapid City Stevens, there was a lot of even play between those two teams.
Yeah. So, and we're ready to compete. We're ready to come out strong with our new season and show them what we have to offer as well.
And you've got Stevens coming up in this week ahead.
We do. Yeah, we play Stevens on Tuesday, and it's always hard. And we have a long weekend match, and then we have one practice in between, and then we have a Tuesday game. So that's always hard. But I know that our girls will persevere, and we'll get through it.
All right. More keys to success from your side of the net today. What do you expect?
Again, just mentality, good teamwork. That's one thing, just as you mentioned, is that when they're all working together and they're all communicating, that's when we're really successful. If you don't have that communication and that teamwork, you're not going to see that on the scoreboard. So that's definitely one thing we're definitely going to see today.
It makes me think about chemistry. Do you have a group of girls that have played together for a while?
Yes.
And is this kind of their opportunity to finally put it all together on the floor?
Yes. We have a lot of seniors, which is good and, you know, hard thing too. So I'm going to be sad to see them go after this year. But they're all really close on the court, but also off the court. We do a lot of team bonding things to make that team gel as one unit. That's one thing I've pushed this year is to be a unified program, and I definitely am seeing that across the board of all levels.
Coach, from the old Gettysburg Battler days to now AA, congrats on starting out the new venture, and good luck today.
Thank you so much.
And that is Hope Owens, who was a Potter County Gettysburg Battler in her high school days, graduated in 2015. Grandparents, Larry and Carol Banger, living here in Pierre, and got an Uncle Chad and Aunt Tammy and Cousin Devin who are involved in Pierre school at the middle school level and the wrestling program and things like that. So a bit of a family affair. Good to have her here in the capital city along with Rapid City Central. Coaches' comments, keys to success are sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. We'll break for 2 minutes and the starting lineups will be next. Our Pots of a State Farm pregame show continues. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weather-tight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors, LLC, and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Exide Gym, the place for high school volleyball this afternoon. Hollister Field for football tonight, but volleyball, first things first. Welcome back. As we continue our pregame show, time for the starting lineups. Let's meet the visiting Rapid City Central Cobblers. The starters are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. And starting at one center is Layla Roybal, a 5'8" senior for the Cobblers. Setting up for the hitters, who will include Delaney Wilson, a 5'10" senior, Leah Richard, a 5'9" senior in the middle, Justice Jackson, a right side specialist, a 5'5" senior, smaller player but can get up and do some swinging. Also in the back row, we'll see Jenna Lemer, a 5'5" senior, defensive specialist. So a lot of seniors in that starting lineup. The one junior will be Jocelyn Van Dam, an outside hitter, 5'10" for Rapid City Central. With Van Dam, Lehmer, Jackson, Richard, Wilson, and Roybal, one player that is expected to start much of the season but is out to a thumb injury right now, 5'8" senior Tiyla Jiren for Rapid City Central. The libero in the back row for the Cobblers will be 5'5" junior Caitlin Homschild for Rapid City Central. 0-1 on the season after a loss at Aberdeen last night. Head coach is Hope Owens, assisted by Emma Murphy, Zane Rodener, Kylie Roy, and Shelley Wolf. Starting lineups for the Cobblers brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. We'll give you the Governor's starters after you hear this. And this is Governor Volleyball.
Envirotech makes life a little bit simpler. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what is handed to you, Envirotech has you covered. One call is all it takes to have easy setup, easy pickup, and easy payment. Call Envirotech at 605-224-4804 or use their website to pay your bill online at envirotechwaste.com. Use their mobile app, Waste Connect, check their website, or receive a robocall for collection schedule because of weather or holidays. Envirotech has you covered.
Envirotech starters for the Pierre Governors, now 2-0 on the season, beginning with the setter, Lily Sanchez, the senior on the outside hitting as well. And the second setter is Elise Christofferson, the junior, who will specifically play through the back row rotations. Hitters will include Remy Price, the senior on the outside. Also, McKenna Schleckaway in the middle, the senior. Of course, Reese DeWilliger, the junior, in the middle, and Avery Kaiser, the senior, on the outside. Talked with Avery after a 21-kill effort last night in leading the Governors to that win over Rapid City Stevens. Price, Sanchez, Schleckaway, Christofferson, Kaiser, Terwilliger, the starting rotation. The libero is the junior defensive specialist, Lainey Rinke, and we'll see Michaela Sherwood, the junior coming in up front, Hannah Lemieux to serve at times, the senior in the back row, and we even saw Danny Beck, the 6-foot senior, middle hitter, middle blocking specialist for the Governors last night, and may see more of her today as well. For head coach Tiffany Stoser, assistant coaches Alexis Terwilliger, Chloe Kaiser, Taylor Hyde, and Kim Byerly. Those are the starting lineups for the Governors, sponsored by the folks at Envirotech in Pierre. Another starting lineup today is the naming of today's game officials. Our Law on the Court are sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection. We'll tell you who's running the show on the floor after this from the Attorney General's Office and Governor Volleyball.
Every day you share personal information about yourself with others. You may write a check, charge fuel, rent a car, mail your tax returns, schedule a doctor's appointment, or post something on social media. Each transaction may share some sort of personal information, such as bank and credit card account numbers, social security number, name, address, or phone number. There are unscrupulous individuals, identity thieves, targeting these routine transactions, trying to gain your information to commit fraud. If you think somebody has stolen your identity, contact Consumer Protection at 1-800-300-1986.
Consumer Protection and the Attorney General's Office, Law on the court today. Our game officials, and we thank them for doing a thankless job, which is often the case, as today's game officials will be Joe Auk and Todd Sandel at the net, and the line judges will be Stephanie Jetland and Nicole Bowman. Today's game officials, the law on the court, Joe Auk, Todd Sandel, Steph Jetland, and Nicole Bowman. Thanks to them for doing what they do, and they're sponsored again by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. That about does it for our Becky Potts of a State Farm Insurance Agency pregame show. All that's left is to serve this one up and give you some volleyball on the way this afternoon. Once again, a bit of a teaser as we've got high school football coming up tonight. Also, as the Pierre Governors open up defense of their fifth straight State 11 AA championship, they entertain the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff tonight from Phil Trautner Stadium at Hollister Field. A three-minute timeout, and we're back to serve it up here in Rapid City Central next on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, online, live streaming at drgnews.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre. The greatest seasons ever for Governor Boys track and field were 2006 through 08. Jeff Gross coached the Governor Boys to three straight state championships, a first in school history. Many athletes contributed, but Matt Tetzlaff stood out. He won the 110 hurdles championship all three of those seasons and the 300 hurdles titles in 07 and 08. The 2006 through 08 Governor Boys track and field teams, three of Pierre's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment presented by Fisher Rounds and Associates in Pierre.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pierre. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Comtech has your technology solutions. Check out their showroom located right off the truck route on Irwin Street. Come in and see what you've been missing. A large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. Comtech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. Wishing all athletes the best of luck in today's competition. Comtech, come see what you've been missing.
We're back at Riggs High Gym as announcements for starting lineup still being given on the floor. Governors being introduced right now. They'll be wearing their road black uniform as this is a travel day for Rapid City Central, the visiting team. Instead of a laundry day, we'll just make it a travel day. Rapid City Central in their home whites with the red sleeves and red numbers. Libero will wear red and silver, and Piers Libero, Laney Rinke wearing the white jersey for the first time this season, even though the Governors are on their home floor. One other starter didn't mention for Rapid City Central earlier, a 6'1" middle hitter, junior Presley McCamley, will join Layla Roybal, Delaney Wilson, Leah Richard, Justice Jackson, and Jocelyn Van Dam in the opening rotation. Jenna Lehmer, a 5'5" senior defensive specialist, will come in off the bench in her chance, in her time in the rotation. Didn't really get a lot of bench players given by Coach Hope Owens, so they'll stick with their primary rotation for much of the day, given the circumstances of the match. We'll see how things go. Welcome aboard once again. Glad to have you, Brian Oakland with play-by-play, Heather Williams in studio, and Jordan Luttmer on camera for Live Ticket, as we bring you Governor Volleyball here, River 92.7, drgnews.com. Once again, we are archiving all of our videos and broadcasts through the Peer School website, or I should say through drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page. So the two volleyball matches we've had so far this season are available there. And, of course, starting with football tonight, we'll get some football coverage for you as well. Both teams setting in their liberos, and it'll be Rapid City Central to serve first. First serve in our match, and in each of the sets, sponsored by Comtech Communication and Electronic Services in Pierre. Layla Roybal, the 5'8 senior, getting things started right to left. If you're watching this from a full court view, Lily Sanchez with a bit of a swing, didn't get much on it, though, and Rapid City Central has to push one back. Now coming with it, Remington Price. That's through the block, and a second hit is there, but from deep in the back row, free ball back from Rapid City Central. Now a setup on the pass to Christofferson, and the swing in the middle is good through the block, ricocheting back toward the Governor bench, out of bounds. Reese Terwilliger will score the first of the day. So a side out for the Governors as Rally scoring gives them the point. Remington Price rotates back to serve. How about an ace just like that? That was one of those in-betweeners. Tough play for the returner, Delaney Wilson. Too high to bump, too low to set. And a perfect serve there for Remy Price, and the Govs lead early 2-0. Wilson's next attempt puts it back over the net. First touch by Kaiser to put it in play. Here is Sanchez to swing and score from the right side, and another good serve set up there by Price as Rapid City Central serve receive. Had to put it right back over the net. Not what they wanted to do, not able to get in system as of yet. Price will go for a third straight serve and a 3-0 lead. So far for Pierre. They continue to go to Wilson's direction. Now bump pass back to the middle. Bumped across by Leah Richard. Here's Terwilliger in the middle. Good block up front by the Cobblers this time, but still a back row bump pass and another free ball here by the Cobblers. Christofferson goes backward to Sanchez and another diving attempt, but this one over to the Governor student body. Unable to reach it, Jocelyn Van Dam. Sanchez with her second kill, and Elise Christofferson doing the good passing so far as the primary setter on the floor. 4-0, Govs. Price lobs this one across, played up. Now the first swing of the day for the Cobblers. Justice Jackson couldn't get much on it. Avery Kaiser can, though. And 1-2-3, Kaiser from Sanchez. Governors already looking very strong in this one. 5-0, they've got the lead. Now early in these first couple of matches for Pierre, yeah, we've seen the runs, but they've had their ups and downs, so we've got a long way to go, no doubt about that. Price will run a second touch putback down. Kaiser swings it away, now behind the 10-foot line. Punch across from Wilson. Here's Terwilliger in the middle, and another quick set and quick fire. Terwilliger scores, and Hope Owens needs a quick timeout. Set number one, timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling Pier with the first six, and the Cobblers will try to sort things out after this break in the action from Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Pierre Governor's off and running to a 6-0 start. Central served first. Pierre had the side out, and now Remington Price will serve for the sixth straight time. Perhaps a lift on that return, but we play on. The Governors get it back. Sanchez still swinging, and the strongest hit of the day for Pierre so far. And Lily Sanchez showing what she can do when she gets the opportunities to attack. 3 kills already for Lily. The Governors with 6 kills and an ace as Price goes short. Their offense is in perfect mode so far. Here's one for Justice Jackson as she redirected this one. A little bit of a kind of a backhand, but that one comes through the block and into a catch by the Governor front line. So the first 7 scored by the Governors. Now Rapid City Central will serve for the second time. Delaney Wilson gets it away. Pierre plays it up. Got a net violation called on the Cobblers, Jocelyn Van Dam, the guilty party here, and a one and done for Rapid City Central. Here up now 8-1. Again, full court view in the live stream. It's left to right for the Governors in black with the green numbers and trim. Terilliger swings it away. Jackson is denied on a block. Now shove it back to the back row. Price up to Christofferson. Here is Kaiser. Punches one left or right, but that one upward first, and it'll go long. That's the first error of the set for the Governors. It'll be 2 serving 8, and Leah Richard, 5'9 senior, will serve next. Rapid City's libero checking out, at least for the time being. Here's Kaiser. Holmes went across to the middle, but covered up. Central will have to return it on the second touch, though. Schleckaway now with an opportunity. The one-hander is good. Richard couldn't get to it. McKenna Schleckaway off of a quick set. Lise Christofferson checking out. She's had a good run through that first rotation. Sanchez back to serve. 9-2, Governors on top. First time in system, really. For the Cobblers here, as they'll go bump, set, spike. A good job for Rapid City to get one to go. This is Van Dam with her first kill. Maybe now Rapid City Central starting to settle in here a little bit, minimizing the service runs for the Governors. The last couple of opportunities. Rinke will return the Jackson serve, and Kaiser out to the right side misses this one low. That one stays in the net, the first service point of the afternoon to Rapid City Central. I said Jackson, but it's actually Jenna Lehmer, 5'5 senior, serving. And Lehmer brings it again. Kaiser has to come and get it. Up to Sanchez across the way, punched away by McKenna Schleckaway. Bump pass and a bump return. Free ball from the Cobblers. Sanchez to Schleckaway again, and this time it's good. Lily Sanchez. Setting. McKenna Schleckaway with her first swinging kill on the attack. 2 for the Cobblers, but now the Governors have the serve back side out and a 10-4 lead. First set, there's a Kaiser serve that, you know, to put it in baseball terms, that one was a perfect changeup. The bottom just seemed to drop right out of that one. Kaiser gets it down in the middle in front of the back end line. Ace for Avery, the second of the day for the Governors here in set number 1. Set it up in the middle. The Cobblers are blocked and returned. Now Schleckaway keeps the block alive. Cleared out by Sanchez. Chance for the Cobblers here. And a new player hitting up front. Schleckaway leaves this one in the middle. Kaylee Schartz, a 5'9" sophomore, hitting in the middle. For Rapid City Central, had a good attack there. The Governors defended that, but then Schleckaway missing a little bit low. 11-5 now, our score. Cobblers returning. Here's Danny back in the middle from Sanchez. And Danny, the 6-footer, is on. There's some early production here. Danny's first kill of the season. And the Governors will rotate after a quick one and done for Rapid City Central. This is Grace Soma on for the first time to swing. There's Beck blocking up front at a defensive point for Pierre. 13-5. Soma, the senior defensive specialist. Hannah Lemieux may have had that opportunity, but Hannah had a few mistakes last night. Now Grace Soma with a service ace. Central struggles continue from time to time, and now Pierce starting to build things once again. A little more momentum, three in a row. Third serve for Grace Soma. Bump it outside here, now a miss hit. Just a second error, but a miss for Delaney Wilson, and Hope Owens will ask for her second and final timeout. Off and running are the Governors in set number one on a Saturday afternoon at Riggs High Gym. 15-5, a 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
After Coca-Cola break, Governors working on four in a row, already leading by 10, 15-5. Governor Volleyball and Governor Sports, and your official voice of the Governors, brought to you in part by your Pierre Sports marketing sponsors, including Bank West, the Brittany Shufflebein Agency, Beck Motors, and Dakota Storm Roofing in Pierre. Grace Soma working on a few service runs here. She'll come out of the timeout and miss one short into the net. And then they'll sub out, Schleckaway back in, who is replaced by the libero, Laney Rinke. And it's 15-6. Guffs. Rinke with a return to the serve here, but here is Terwilliger. And that one comes up short, so a few mistakes now for the Governors. Something they'll have to be careful against or guard against is a little complacency. Now, big early lead or a deficit. Was 15-6. I think they put, did they put another point up there for the Governors somehow? It doesn't really matter, I guess, for the time being, but Caitlin Homschild will check in and she'll get an ace for the Cobblers, their first of the day. Kaiser with a good return this time. She'll get it right back. No, she won't. Actually, that was Price, but a little too much on the line drive, too much speed from Sanchez, and Price just couldn't quite get up there, so a serve return error this time for the Governors. And they did take that 16th point off the board for the Govs. The correct score now, 15-8. Kaiser kept alive on a reflex by Sanchez. A bump return too close to the net. And waiting for it is Reese Terwilliger, who will put it away with two hands. Cobblers got back within six for the first time in a little while. Governors now by seven as Christofferson will come back in for Danny Beck, rotating to the back row. Elise Christofferson, left to right, swings away. Tapper up front, good vision there, and the kill with one hand for Leah Richard. And the assist to the center, Layla Roybal. 16-10. Rapid City trying to hang tough here, set number one. That has been all Governors, but Rapid City Central, again, it just took them a while to get settled in, but they do look like they feel a little more comfortable now. Sanchez palms one out. Now coming back with it, Sanchez over in on the block, maybe helped out by Reese Terwilliger as they'll deny Delaney Wilson. Another defensive point, this one to Lily Sanchez. Quick side out back to the Governors, who lead by a touchdown, 17-10. First official full rotation complete. Remy Price back in to serve. She started with seven in a row. Governors will set it up outside. Sanchez is blocked straight up into the air, pushed right back. Now Sanchez off the net with a left-handed hook. Good for another kill. 18-10. Cobblers may not have been ready for that, and Sanchez even got a little fortuitous bounce perhaps off the net. Sanchez was ready to rotate, but that's a service point for Pierre. They lead by eight. 18-10 with seven to go, set number one. Here's Justice Jackson swinging. Front row dig for Kaiser. They'll get it back to Williger, though, as dug out by Homschild. Now Wilson back on the tapper. Sanchez outside. Kaiser has to pull it down, but she'll tap it into the campfire. And just the second kill for Avery Kaiser here in this first game of the day. kill nonetheless. They're all line drives in the book, though, right? Another baseball analogy. Lob, serve, Price, good. Into the campfire, another ace, number three. Make it number four for the Govs in game one. Here matches their biggest lead of this first set, 20-10. Up the middle. Ooh, Kaiser, or rather Price, came with the heat on that one, but that one sails on her, long and out of bounds. Another four in a row for the Govs, who will yield serve. Back to Delaney Wilson for Rapid City Central. Right to left. She'll go to Price. Nice pass up to Christofferson to Kaiser, and the block is back, but out of bounds. Just a little bit wide here for Leah Richard, who made a great defensive play against Kaiser. But that one just hooked against her to the Governor bench side. It'll be a kill for Kaiser. And once again, Rapid City Central just suffering a bad break that time. Here's Jackson from the right side. That's dug out with a set from Christofferson. Punched out by Avery Kaiser. Coming with it, not able to get up into the air, Jocelyn Van Dam. The Governor's defended well. Now the slide, but a whistle. And a net violation. Schleckaway got it to go, though. Well, you call it an error for Rapid City, but tough to take a kill away from McKenna Schleckaway just the same. No, they'll put it up there. Good job, scorekeep. 22-11 now. Governor's cruising here in game number one. Van Dam gets this one off the net. The Governor's cover it up with Price in the back row. Kaiser fires, but Homschild with a good dig. She'll get it back and clear it away with feet on the floor. Now up ahead, Kaiser just a touch, and the Cobblers want to lift, and that's what they'll get. Kaiser had the open hand, tried to lift it up over the net, made a good effort, but a good call here. And the sixth error for the Governors here in game number one, but they still are in good shape, leading by 10. 12 serving, 22. Rapid City with Leah Richard serving. Kaiser coming right back with it, though. Set up by Sanchez. And Avery now with kill number four. Pierre has four players with three or four kills apiece. So already spreading the wealth, using those weapons. Where Tiffany Stoser has talked about here in the first couple of nights of the season. There's a return error. Jackson made a good swing. Sanchez got the dig up, but then Kaiser and Schleckaway both wanted to help out and get that second touch. And that induces another error by the Governors. Now 7 out of the 13 points that the Cobblers have on the board going as errors, with a couple of service errors to add to that. Kaiser, too strong this time. There's another miscue for the Governors. Cobblers set up with a good serve that time. And a line drive coming here. Jenna Lehmer, a 5'5 senior, back on. Ready to serve again. This one she'll pull back on. Set up outside. Schleckaway hammers it home, but she is into the net on the follow-through. Or rather, Danny Beck is ruled into the net. I saw the net rattle. I think that's a good call. Joe Alk explaining to Coach Stoser. So a miss there for the Govs. Now an 8-point lead. Here's a foot fault. And the officials aren't watching that. Nicole Bowman still waving the flag. The Governors think they got a kill, but it's a service error to start from Lehmer. I saw that one myself. Nicole Bowman right on top of it. That'll be a point to the Govs, and that'll set up game point here in the first set. 24-15, Governors with a lot of room to work. Kaiser will bring it up the middle. Played up by Lehmer. Second touch is over. Here with a chance to get in system. Danny Beck is good on the back set from Sanchez. And the Governors in game number one will take the first set on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Pier 25 and the Cobblers 15. Pier up 1-0. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Governor Volleyball brought to you in part by your Pier Sports Marketing Partners and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRG News.com, DRG Media Group, and James River Broadcasting, a Pier Sports Marketing partner, joined by, among others, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Iceberg Funeral Home, Olinger Law Firm, Pier Area Chamber of Commerce, the Pier Dental Clinic, and Pitts Design and Built, Red Rosa, Stelkin Peterson Lingo, Walti Jones LLP, Wagner Auto, and the fine men and women of the South Dakota National Guard, your peer sports marketing partners. We'll take a 90-second break and go to game number two next. You're listening to Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
American Bank and Trust is inspired to give back to the peer community through the Peer Spirit Card program. Show your local school spirit with a debit card showing the Peer Governor's logo and give back to the Peer School District. For each purchase made with a Spirit Card, AB&T will donate a percentage of the purchase back to the Peer School District. Call or stop into your local branch today for more details and sign up for the Peer Spirit Card with American Bank and Trust. Go Governors! Member FDIC.
Yes Way proudly supports the Peer Governors. Go Govs!
Let's go team, let's go!
After the game, Yes Way Rewards members can cool down with two bottles of Gatorade Zero and save 5 cents per gallon of gas. Join now at YesWay.com. Yes Way, say yes to convenience.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. 50 passenger jets and a 1 hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Welcome back to Rinkside Gym. First game for the Governors, pretty much according to Hoyle, is they outkill Rapid City Central 16-3. Five players with at least two kills apiece for the Governors, and just three single efforts in the kill column for Rapid City Central. The Governors helped out the Cobbler cause with nine errors plus two serving errors in that first game, but really, it just doesn't seem like the Governors had that many mistakes. It's just a few here, a few there. But all in all, I thought the Governors did what they needed to do in dominating that first set. They got four service aces compared to one for the Cobblers and a couple of blocks in there as well. 25-15, Pier up in that with that first set under their belts here. Governor Volleyball and Governor Sports on River 92.7. Again, Pier Sports Marketing sponsors helping us out, including Dairy Queen, Capital City Motors, Avera Orthopedics, and Rinky Gray Wealth Management. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. It'll be Pier's first serve here in the second set. First serves are sponsored by Comtech. A couple of updated scores from the Huron tournament going on. Mitchell and Watertown have split the first two sets. Watertown won the third, though. It's 2-1 there. That is a winning match as Remy Price starts with an ace here in the second set. Huron and Brandon Valley are tied at a set apiece, but the Tigers are dominating the third set, looking to close that one out. Brandon Valley really struggling in their opening week matches after being a preseason third-rated team in Class 11 AA. Swing for Delaney Wilson from the Cobbler's side of things, a little bit low into the net. It'll be a second straight point to start game two for Pier. Huron has now beaten Brandon Valley 25-12 in that match, the best two out of three. There's a chance up front for Richard. That one just across the net. Kaiser coming back, didn't get a lot on it. Dug up by Wilson. Now returned by Jocelyn Van Dam from the back row. Here's Christofferson setting up. Little tap by Terwilliger, but the Cobblers returned it right back. Net off of the face of Van Dam, kept alive by Richard. Van Dam back up on her feet, bumps it back over. That's a great effort for Jocelyn Van Dam on a swing by Lily Sanchez. Unfortunately for the Cobblers, it's back over and out of bounds. And that'll be a hitting error for Rapid City, but Jocelyn Van Dam literally staring down the bullet there and living to fight another day. Here comes Kaiser on the next one. Off of the return, the Governor's in rhythm again. Price to Sanchez to Kaiser, who has her fifth kill. Pierce started with the first 7 points of the first set. Now they've got the first four of the second set so far. And Remy Price continues to bring it. That one might have gone long, but it's played out of the back row. Van Dam kept alive. Three balled out. Now a chance, and again, the slide here. Kristofferson back behind her to Terwilliger. Through the block and down for the Governors. 5-0, second set for Pierre. Price a little shorter on this one. Jenna Lehmer plays it up. Here's Richard. Blocked right back at her. Terwilliger and Kaiser with the presence. And another timeout needed here for Rapid City Central. Governor's doing a lot of things right, something that they really were looking forward to over the course of this first week of the season. They lead 6-0, and another timeout on the floor is brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pierre. Get a Coke and be back in 30 seconds for more. Pierre, Governor Volleyball.
Nystrom Electrical Contracting has quality electricians with decades of experience. They offer dependable installation for commercial and residential construction or day-to-day service. Whether you're looking for new construction or remodeling existing buildings or homes, contact your full-service electrical contractor, Nystrom Electric. Visit their website, nystromelectric.com, or call them for estimates on your next project at 605-224-8750. Nystrom Electrical Contracting in Pierre.
Back at Riggside Gym, a 6-0 start to game two. Pretty much the same way the first set started, with the Governors winning that one 25-15. Governor Volleyball continuing with Pierre Sports marketing sponsors, including Overhead Door, Kruger Contracting, and our partners with Live Ticket, who bring us live video streaming of Governor Sports here at drgnews.com. Out of the timeout, another ace for Remington Price. And then the 7-0 start of the first set matched here as we come back to set number two. System there for the Cobblers, but dug out by Laney Rinke in the back row as a tip on the swing from Avery Kaiser. It comes down on the back end line anyway. And the Govs continue to cruise. Here able to get in system. Central is doing everything they can to do the same and at least play good defense. I feel like they're still able to do that, but here's a serve return mistake. As the tap attempt, but Avery Kaiser is there to block it back home. Kaiser with her first ace block. Now 9-0 Govs. Second set. Kaiser with the heat to the back row, played up by Van Dam. And here's one good for Delaney Wilson. Layla Roybal with a good set assist out there to Wilson, who gets one to fall inside the back corner to her right side. So 9 in a row for the Governors to start that second game. Till the Cobblers score their first here. 1, serving 9. Roybal serves it away. Back set outside. No problem for Sanchez and Terwilliger and company. Reese hammers one home. Short-lived service run there for the Cobblers. Bump, set, spike. The Governors have side out again. 10-1, your score. Terwilliger serving it. Homschild will play it up this time to Roybal. Set it up, and a good one there. In the middle, give it to Leah Richard. It's only the fifth kill so far for Rapid City this afternoon. And again, a lot of peer mistakes or errors. 11 total in that first game, helping them score 15 in the first set. Governors communicating, and they let this serve go. Ducked away from it was ducking away from it is Elise Kristofferson, but this is an ace for Wilson. Rapid City will get their first service point of the second set. Wilson will bring it again. This time she pulls it back a bit. Rinke comes to put it up in place. Sanchez leaves it for Kaiser. There's a block and then a second touch from Richard, but that'll go backward and away, and that'll be a tap kill this time for Avery Kaiser. Kill number 7 for Aves. It's 11-3. Game number 2. Sanchez dismisses. She went to the cross-court effort this time, but missing to the left in front of the central bench. Little Sanchez with a rare service error. Still 7-point lead for the Govs at 11-4. Good play up here by Rinke of the next serve. Outside left, Schleckaway. Going to be defended, but a free ball on the return again this time. Sanchez leaves it. With Schleck away again. More good defense by the Cobblers. Van Dam swings. Pierre is into the net. And this is Schleck away who got a little too close. That'll be a Pierre error. Good swing, though, for Jocelyn Van Dam. And again, even though a slow start for Rapid City Central, they still feel like they're getting into a bit of a comfort zone again. Here's an outside swing for Schleck away. Dig from the front row back out. Back across and out of bounds. Gives Schleck her fourth kill. Here by seven again. 12 serving five. Nope, no. Todd Sandel wants to chat with officials here. Joe out coming across. Nicole Bowman as well. Not sure what this is about. But looks like Todd Sandel's pointing to the student body section. It's a whiteout theme, and well, they will have a conversation with some of the guys in the front row. Those football players getting ready to play their first game of the season tonight. Order restored. 12-5. Governor's ready to go. We'll make sure sportsmanship is priority number one for all in the stands. There's a miss here on the outside for Sharks. And that'll miss low and into the net. Stays on the Cobbler's side. Pierre with the point, and they lead by eight. 13-5. Serve return back across from Richard. A chance for the Governors to set it up. Sanchez for Price and Remington with her first kill. I think Remington is a good name for a volleyball hitter up front, don't you? 9-point advantage. Sanchez with another set assist. I've got her with eight so far. Christofferson with six. Both setters doing a good job for the Governors and setting things up. Now Sanchez with a back set to Danny Beck. She'll be dug out, though. Van Dam attempts. Beck is there to block, but it's back out of bounds. Jocelyn Van Dam swinging from the floor here, not able to get up into the air, but effective enough for a Cobbler side out. Six serving 14. Lamer will check in off the bench and serve. The pass up to Sanchez, outside Schleckaway through the tap and out of bounds. Good for a kill for McKenna Schleckaway. McKenna starting to get in a feel-good rhythm here. She'll check out as she rotates to the back row, and Grace Soma getting the opportunity will serve for the second time today. Had an ace in her first service run that went three or four in that first set. Sharks making a swing. That one touched by Terwilliger up front. And Kaylee Sharks, 5'9 sophomore, scores her first of the day. Quick run there. One and done for the Governors. So Van Dam will rotate to serve. Jocelyn with the right side of the server line goes up high on Rinke, but Laney does a pretty good job in getting in position to make a pass. Here had to touch one away. Now a quick set off the net. Good for Terwilliger. That wasn't pretty. The timing really wasn't that good on that one, but Reese Terwilliger makes the adjustments and is able to get it down in the front line of Rapid City side. 16-7 is Christofferson back into serve. The serve low and into the net, though. The fourth error in serve for the Governors. And a quick return on side out to Rapid City. And the libero in red, Caitlin Homschild, will serve, and she'll return the favor. That one a bit of a miss hit. That's only the second service miscue for the Cobbs, but it'll be Governor's serve again. Now Remington Price getting another opportunity. Remy's had the longest, the two longest service runs in this one. She'll get another opportunity. Delaney Wilson adjusting on the floor. Palms went across, but it misses wide and out of bounds. Unforced error for the Cobblers here. 10-point lead for the Govs again. They won the first game by 10, 25-15. Price played up here by Lehmer. Up it goes to Wilson, but this one lobs up and long and out of bounds. Back-to-back errors for Rapid City Central. Pier ups the lead to 11 with 6 to go here in the second. 19 serving 8. Pier has the first set already in their control. Wilson punches one back to Price again. Up to Christofferson across the way. Kaiser. Van Dam will dig it out. Now Richard swinging in the middle, and there is Reese Terwilliger with the defensive block. Second ace block for Twiggy. It's 12-point advantage now, 20-8. Here getting stronger. They've been a lot cleaner themselves here in this set. Good run down there by Lehmer in the back row, cleared out by Homschild. Now up it comes Christofferson. He'll leave it for Kaiser. Just a little punch, though. Wilson will try a swing. Couldn't get much on it. Price, an easy setup for her on the pass to Christofferson. Oh, and they call this one out. Terwilliger looked like it was in. The line judge, Nicole Bowman, says she just missed that one. So an error for Pier. We'll end the service run at 4. And it'll be a 9-20 situation. And the rotation sends Layla Roybal back to serve it up. Brinke passes. Christofferson keeps it alive out of the net. Schleckowick, rather Terwilliger, swinging it out of there. Now Justice Jackson on the return. A good movement there for Lainey Rinke. And then it comes to Kaiser out on the left side. She gets one through the block. It'll find its way home once again. 4 in the first, 4 in the second for Avery, who has 8 now. 1 and done on that service run. 21-9. Terwilliger serves it out. Back set here, Roybal to Delaney Wilson. Just a punch on the run. Now a swing for Sanchez. Hot shot. Good for Lily. And the Cobblers will take a final timeout of game number 2, 22-9. The Governors have built a 13-point edge. They look to cruise to a 2-game advantage. Timeouts on the floor brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling of Pier, your favorite Coke product that they deliver or that they distribute. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Governor Volleyball.
Access Health, Fort Pier, welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluations for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports visits. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Fort Pier, assuring access to quality health care.
Back at ringside, 22-9 in the second set. Football players in the student body section have exited as they go get ready for their home and season opener tonight. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff here in Aberdeen Central here on River 92.7. Later on in the evening, Reese Terwilliger will continue in serve out of that Coca-Cola break in the action. Pier up by 13, and a peanut butter cup for Reese. That's an ace. Jocelyn Van Dam unable to handle that. Third ace in the game. Seventh of the afternoon for the Governors as a team. It's 23-9. Another one for Williger. Return right back to the Governors in that back row. McKenna Swenson. Madison Swenson. We'll get that right. Swenson with the pass up this time, coming in out of that timeout. Sanchez with the kill off of the assist from Christofferson. Game point in the second set for the Governors, leading 24-9. Backing off the line, backing off the net. Richard returns the serve here. Swing for Justice Jackson. The Governors return it back. Now Roybal out to Jackson. Right side off of the net. The dig stays on the Pier side off the net. Free ball back. Chance for Wilson, palms it, but on the run, stays low and into the net. And the error gives game number 2 to the Governors on their home floor on the Gale Gas Service scoreboard. Pier up 2, sets to none with a 25-9 advantage in this second set. They win The last 5 points in that game to finish it off by 16. Pier up two sets and on the scoreboard, brought to you by Gale's Gas Service in Pier. And Governor Volleyball brought to you on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com, by more of your Pier sports marketing partners, who include Maher Law Office and Midco, Floss Dentistry, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, and Comtech in Pier. Also, make it all around graphics, American Bank and Trust, Anderson Rumsa Dental, Capital City Campus, and Kathy Sunshine Properties, your Pier sports marketing partners. A 90-second break. It's halftime here. Halftime from Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial in the Northridge Plaza in Pier. This is Pier Governor Volleyball.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier-Fort Pier area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
Hi, this is Jenna with Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our competitive rates and refinance with us. We offer the first 90 days no payment and $75 in your pocket after finalization. Come see us at 1525 North Garfield Avenue and see why we are big on you. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. All deposits insured up to $250,000 by NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Back at Rick's High once again, 2-for-2 for the Governors so far, 25-15, 25-9. They started with the first 9 points in that set, finished with the last five, and it is all Governors who, I think from match one to match two so far to the first couple of sets of match number three in this opening week, you see continued improvement, and the Governors really starting to get a feel for what they want to be doing for much of this season, obviously. One that the Govs have high hopes for, and we're just getting started. 12 kills in that second set for Pier compared to just 4 for Central. The Governors cut their error numbers from 9 down to 2, or overall, including serving errors, from 11 down to 4 from game 1 to game 2. 3 more blocks for the Govs in that set, 3 more aces as well, as Pier looking pretty good so far. Central will have the first serve here in the third set, as they'll try to get something going. They dropped the first two sets at Aberdeen Central last night, but had a much better third game. We'll see if they're able to put something together. And I think for Rapid City Central, going to be important to get off to a good start and eliminate or minimize the service runs for Pier. Pier has started these first two games with 7 in a row and 9 in a row in each of the first two sets, respectively. Comtech first serve, this time sponsored by Comtech and Pier. From Layla Roybal, a missed time on the pass, but it'll go across, put home on the bump. I think that was Remington Price who got the bump across. Didn't look like a kill, but it turns out to be one, as Rapid City Central just got one touch on it and just went the wrong way. A little miscommunication there. Price serves an ace. Coming back here to begin game number three. So Remy with 2 in a row, a gift kill, and then a service ace. Price again. Van Dam sets this one up in the air to return. Pushed up ahead by Homschild, cleared out by Justice Jackson. Slide to the right here, and that's good from Sanchez to Terwilliger. Kill number 7 for Reese, and already the Governors have 3 in a row. It's exactly what Central's trying to guard against, is a long service rally to start another game here for Pier. And again, Pierce scored the last eight of that second, or the last five, rather, of that second set. So they really won eight in a row, make it nine, as Kristofferson sets it up outside here to Avery Kaiser. Kaiser bringing the heat once again. Tenth assist for Elise Kristofferson. Both setters in double figures in that column, unofficially for Pierre. 4-0. Governors push back on the second touch for the Cobblers. Price set it up. Kaiser going to be denied this time, but Delaney Wilson comes back. Here has a good block touch up front. Now Sanchez outside right. Homschild with the dig. Cobblers don't get much on the return. Sanchez will try again on a bump pass that was set up to her. Oh, they say there was a touch by Rapid City, so Lily Sanchez will get the kill this time. I think that was Avery Kaiser who had the bump pass. Give her the assist as Remy Price continues in a 5-0 start, game number 3. A tweener put in play by Wilson, but a bump pass from the libero back to the Governors. Quick set, quick score. Sanchez and Terwilliger in good time once again. 6-0 for Pierre. 7 to start the first game, 9 to start the second. How long will this run go for the Governors in black? Well, another one. 6 aces for Remington Price. She has now 2 in each of the first 3 games here. 7-0 for the Governors. Here with 9 aces overall. Jackson will have to backhand one. Nice play, Justice Jackson. The Roy will set a little bit wide toward the ladder, but Justice Jackson puts the back of the hand up and gets it down in the front line of the Governors. Tough play there. So the run for Pierre ends at 7 straight. 1 serving 7. First serve for the Cobblers. Actually, second overall. Rinky Diggs returns this one back to the net. There's Leah Richard, doing what those middle hitters love and hammering it back home from whence it came. In this instance, Delaney Wilson from the middle back. Now Kaiser close to the net, and Kristofferson is into the net. Well, so too is Jocelyn Van Dam. That's a net violation called against Rapid City Central. A break for Pierre, as they'll get the point. And Terwilliger serves for the Governors with an 8-2 advantage. Jackson swings this one through the block and beating the mud in the back row for Remington Price. Unable to make a move on it. Justice Jackson with her third kill here. One and done this time for Pierre. 3 serving 8. This is Richard to serve. Good line drive right across the net, but Price gets underneath it to make the play up. Schleckaway taps it over on the run. Got it right back, and this is a net violation once again for Rapid City Central. Might have been Roybal a little too close this time. Second error for the Cobblers in this set. 9-3. Governors continuing to play fairly comfortable here as Schartz off the bench in the front line, but she'll miss low and into the net.
Yes,
10-3, Pierre by a touchdown. Sanchez takes her time, now ready to go. Left to right, gets it across. Played up by Homschild, two-hand push away. Sanchez gets underneath it to set up Kaiser, but this one dug out by Homschild. Now a block of the shove, but not enough. That'll be a point good for Leila Roybal. The setter with a kill for Rapid City Central as Jackson checks out. Jenna Lehmer on. Senior-dominated squad for Rapid City Central. 4 serving 10, played up by Kaiser from the back row, and a swinging kill good for McKenna Schleckaway. Schleck with a good game. The Governor attack has really been spread out, and again, this is exactly what Pierre is going to have as an objective all season long. Let everybody get in on the action as Avery Kaiser will get a kill out of the reach of Jenna Lehmer. Little lob for Aves here. That's her second ace, 12 serving 4. All Peer in this one. Peer trying to get their first sweep of the season, looking for victory number 3 in as many matches here on their home floor. In the opening week, Schartz is dug out. Sanchez leaves it with Schleck away. Free ball back from Rapid City Central with some good reflex. Schleck will swing again, and this one is good. Plenty of room in the back right corner for McKenna Schleckaway to put one home. Now 13-4. Kaiser will bring it again in a 9-point lead. Avery's been serving extremely well this whole week. Here is Price winning the battle on the return back to the net. Remy gets her third. 14-4. Governors have built 10-point leads at about this juncture. I think it was 15-5 in the first, 18-8 in the second. Now 14-4 here in the third. But Price, or let's make it Kaiser, coming up short on her subsequent serve. 14-5 now. Serve goes back to the Cobblers. Quick setup, Sanchez to Beck, but that one's dug out and returned. Sanchez, another one, this time to Price, behind Schleckaway. And another free ball return. Cobblers just can't get in system today. Price's third time is the charm. As Spear continues to move the ball around well, 15-5, they've got the lead. Game number 3, and Soma will check in off the bench in Schleckaway's spot in the rotation. Grace Soma back to Hamschulde, will pass it up, but she'll get it right back, and a miss hit and a mistake. And again, that was an opportunity for Rapid City to get in system, but the pass initially just wasn't there. The set pass also, I don't know if that was where they intended to send it. Soma low and into the net this time. And Grace will stay into play defense in the back row this time. 16-6, Peer by 10. 9 to go to a 3-game sweep. Hamschulde back in to serve. Price will play it up to Sanchez. Swing, score. Reese Terwilliger. System for the Governors. Looking very good here. 17-6. And Elise Christofferson will check back in for Danny Beck. AC to serve this time. Across. A little bit of a dive for Jocelyn Van Dam. Roybal got to it. Nice clear away for Lehmer in reflex action. Now the opportunity for Price this time stays low and into the net. Error number 1 in game 3 for the Governors after they've already put 17 points on the board. 9 errors in the first set. Peer has played a lot cleaner in the second and the third. Good opportunity here. Going to give Roybal an ace. Bit of a misplay in that first touch for Peer. Third ace of the day for Rapid City Central. Roybal will try another. This one. Back to Price. Up to Christofferson. The swing for Sanchez. Well long. Ms. Lilly could not get on top of that one. She was about 4 or 5 feet off the net this time. 3 in a row for Rapid City Central, one of their longer service rallies of the day. Soma got to that one to play it up. Palmed out by Peer. They'll get it back, though, off of the central tap. Here's Price swinging and scoring. Sanchez to Price. Another good connection. Remy showing what she can do. He's got 4 kills in this third set. Her highest scoring game of the season so far. 5 kills on the day. 18-9. Peer up by 9 with 7 to go. Price, who continues to serve very well today. Cobbler set it up outside to Jackson. Dug out by the Governors. Kaiser with a big swing. Hamschulde stares that one down. The Cobblers are able to clear it out. Now Christofferson behind her. Sanchez is good on the cross quarter. Lily Sanchez tacking on another. In serve for Pierre, 19, serving 9. 8 for the Chez. This time a little bit long for Price, only her second service error against 6 aces on the day. Cobblers hit double figures here in the third set. 10 serving 19. Delaney Wilson will serve. Kaiser too close to the net, but a miss hit on the return and a miss of a golden opportunity for Jocelyn Van Dam. Point to the Governors. And Terwilliger back to serve for Pierre. Soma checking out. Nash Schleckaway is back in up front for the Governors. Free ball from Roybal off the net. Now Kaiser hesitates, but up and good. Sanchez feeding Avery Kaiser. 10 kills for the Kais. Official stats on the board have Avery with 9, but 3 Governors on the floor right now with 8. You talk about the spreading of the wealth. This is turning out to be a perfect offensive day for Pierre. Another peanut butter cup for Reese Terwilliger. That's the ace, and the Governors lead by 12. One more timeout, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pierre. It's 22-10. Governors, let's fit in 60 seconds on this break. This is Governor Volleyball.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Have you ever wondered what the benefits are of becoming a Oahe Federal Credit Union member? At Oahe Federal Credit Union, we reinvest profits in you. We do this in the form of lower interest rates, higher dividends, and low to no fees. So come check us out or come in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre, because at Oahe Federal Credit Union, we treat our members like they own the place because, well, they do.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Rick's high out of that timeout as Reese Terwilliger served one long for a service error, 22-11. Our current score here in the third set. Another opportunity, Christofferson to Schleckaway. Count it. The assist to Elise Christofferson here. Governors T-minus 2 and counting to a 3-game sweep of Rapid City Central. Lily Sanchez will serve. This one played up by Justice Jackson. Good pass here to Roybal. Now outside Kaylee Schartz, but she mistimes the jump. It ends up going upward, ends up longward, and we've got match point for the Governors. 24 serving 11. Have a conversation with Tiffany Stoser, maybe even a player in our Family Dental postgame coming up presumably shortly, and it will be as our final point. Scored by the Governors, a final hitting error for Rapid City Central. Couldn't get the serve back across. Well done, Governors, on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It's 25-11 in the third, and they win this one in a 3-game sweep over Rapid City Central, 25-15, 25-9, 25-11. The Governors improve to 3-0 on the first week of the season. Cobblers losing at Aberdeen last night, at Pierre today. Fall to 0-2 as they will meet up with crosstown rival Rapid City Stevens on Tuesday night in their next action. That'll be at Stevens High. We'll talk more about that. We've got scores and schedules and game recap and a whole lot more conversation with the coach. Got your Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game and your Cowboy Country Stores player of the game to award all coming up in our Family Dental post game sponsored by Family Dental Offices in Pierre. And in Gettysburg, hometown of Hope Owens, Rapid City Central head coach. You're listening to Pierre Governor Volleyball, River 92.7, drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
With another school year in sports upon us, Beck Motor Company would like to wish all students and staff a great school year. Proud to support our communities for over 50 years, we're here for all your automotive needs. Call us at 224-5912. Visit us at beck-motors.com. Safe travels from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pier.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM, Pier. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome back to Rickside, Jim, and another fine day for the Pierre Governors as they are now a perfect 3-0 in this opening week of the season. All three matches, of course, on their home floor. A four-set win Tuesday night over Watertown. Four-set victory over Rapid City Stevens last night. Today they come out and, well, they do the job. They take care of business as they're supposed to do against a team that probably will still have some struggles. I think Rapid City Central going to be a better team than the team that didn't quite make couldn't make the SODAC 16 a year ago. But boy, I tell you what, the Governors just from start to finish all throughout this three-set victory, they looked like the real deal, and we kind of expect that to be the case. Obviously, I'm not saying they're going to be a state championship team, but a team that wants to get back to the state tournament this year. So far, they have been up to the task, and this one really was just a day where the favored Governors did what they needed to do, and they come out, take care of business, 25-15, 25-9, and 25-11. And it was early and often for Pierre in all three of these games. They started the first set with seven in a row. Did have some mistakes. They had nine errors in net violations and in hitting errors and things like that. So it wasn't the prettiest of first sets, even though it was early on after they got out to a big lead. Rapid City Central showed some comeback ability a little bit at times. They started down by 7, were down by 10 at 15-5, got it back within 6 at about 16-10, but the Governors put it back up to 10 at 20-10 and was 5-5 the rest of the way, 25-15 the final in that first one. Then Peer, with Remington Price serving, she serves first in their regular rotation all the time, so she's the one who's got these good service rallies. And the Govs scored 9 in a row to start the second. Were never challenged in that one. I think after 9-0, the closest the Cobblers could get after that was within 7, maybe within 6 at 11-5, but it was a 7, 8, 9 point and even double digit lead after Peer got it up to from 16-8 to 20-8. They win that second one 25-9. And then in the third set, the Govs start with 7 in a row, and once again kind of more of the same. Weren't really challenged in that third set. Peer saw their lead got cut to 5 at 8-3, but the Governors just continue to shine the rest of the way. 25-11, the final score in that one. Tiffany Stoser, the head coach of the Governors, already coming up to chat about this one, and we'll get her geared up, but give you stats in just a little bit as well. Okay, that's pretty cool. Got a little side conversation going there. We'll give you the stats in a little bit. Still have a player of the game and your big plays of the game to announce as well. But now with the coach with a headset on, Coach Tiff, you come out, and I think the job of the day, job number one, is as a favored team on your home floor against a team that still will have their struggles this year, even though you see some good things at times from Rapid City Central. You got to just come out and take care of business in a 3-set sweep. That's exactly what you did today.
That is what we did today. That was kind of the challenge for ourselves. You know, you can get complacent and you can let teams come back in. You know, we wanted to put runs of 2 and 3 and 4 together and only give them one at a time. That was kind of our small goal throughout each set, and I thought the girls did a nice job.
2, 3, and 4. You had 7, 9, and yeah. 7 to start these games. Yeah. And, I mean, you can't ask for anything more than getting a quick start, you know, because – again, you don't want to get complacent, but it does give you a little bit of luxury to make some mistakes, and you're going to make mistakes out of good aggressive play. And I think the mistakes that you did make, especially in that first set, were out of that good aggressive attacking style. So a good start allowed you to kind of sit back and relax a little bit and just stay in rhythm.
Yep, I thought our servers did a nice job. You know, they moved the ball around, and they don't have too much of a block up, so they had 6 people on defense. So if we tip, there's somebody usually on the floor to cover that. So we just had to keep swinging, and I thought we did that all night long. I liked the numbers. I liked the kill numbers. I thought they were balanced. I thought our setters moved the ball, and that's what we challenged ourselves with tonight is that we're going to use everybody, and we're going to keep swinging.
Another thing what we were talking about in the broadcast, exactly what you talk about, balanced scores. I've got somebody with 10, somebody with 9, 2 players with 8, and in a 3-set game, obviously, if you have more sets, you're going to stay balanced in that situation and, you know, maybe get 4 players capable of being up scoring in double figures all season long.
Yep, that's, you know, and those are good numbers with 3 sets. Those are pretty high numbers that's a lot of kills for 3 sets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got a couple girls we're going to get in the mix there and try and get the ball a little bit more because they can definitely put the ball away. But I was happy with their offense tonight.
You just, you know, Rapid City Central is a tough game for them. They just could not get in system at all afternoon. Meanwhile, you are the team that was kind of reaping the benefits, getting those free balls back, and you didn't make a lot of mistakes in passing. It seemed like you're swinging hard all game long.
Yeah, but that was kind of the plan, just aggressive serve, aggressive swings, keep them out of system. More free balls we can have. We love our middles, and we use them as much as we can on a free ball, and they execute it.
All right, so 3-0 to start the season, and, you know, I think you got exactly what you were hoping for, and now you'll go into another you got 3 matches in a row, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all on the road out west next weekend, starting with Douglas and the team that's, you know, again, shown some good things to start the season, but I don't think they've played a team quite like Peer yet. Maybe they're getting some good competition in Huron today, but you got the Patriots coming on Thursday.
Yep, same type of deal. You know, we're going to set some challenges for ourselves. It's good when we can put a run together and that'll be the focus again for next Thursday.
And then spearfish and sturgis Friday and Saturday. Opportunities to get some other people off the bench and start contributing in the good cause as well.
Yep, they're perfectly capable. We're happy to get them in the game, and I thought they did their job tonight.
All right, job well done today, Coach Stoser, as we will hand the microphone off to one of the players who stood out here in this one today. The Governors win at 25-15, 25-9. 25-11. Now, gearing up. Is it your birthday today?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. This is Lily Sanchez, everybody. Lily, the setter for the Governors, kind of leading the way. And I got to tell you, right off the bat, Lily, one of my favorite players. I always say, as the setter goes, so goes the team. Mm-hmm. And you and Elise, so far, doing a pretty good job. You kind of feel that way?
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good on the court?
Yeah. Thank you.
What is it that's got you going so far this season? I know you got high expectations, mm-hmm. but good passing breeds good things. How's it been working on things like that and then seeing it coming to fruition during the game?
Yeah, well, that was kind of our biggest goal this year, is to focus on our passing for sure. It all starts with the pass. So that's really what we've been working on, and we've been improving for sure, and that's just what's gotten our game up, our energy up. It's all led to great things so far.
You know, I'm trying to keep track of assists, and AC comes in, and just with her back row run, I mean, she's getting her opportunities. She's setting you up, and she's setting other people up. And when you're both in double figures, I mean, this is exactly what you want as a team, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So again, give credit to the passers, but let's be honest, you want to swing and kill, right?
Yeah, of course.
What's it feel like to get in on the act there?
It's really fun. I love it. I like to hit. Settings obviously my favorite, but getting a big kill is probably the best feeling that you can have as a player.
So another reason why setters are my favorite players is because you have the size and the leaping ability to get up and do some blocking too. And you gotta love how do you feel about the team's ability to block and get these points too?
We're doing well. We've got a lot of tall girls this year, and so blocking has been one of our weapons that we've been able to use, and hopefully it'll continue to be that way.
This game was an opportunity for you, and like I talked with Coach, you just have to have that mindset as a player. They'll tell you all they want, but you have to go out there and know that you're the favored team. You got to go out and take care of business, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's all on you guys to communicate. How's the communication going so far on the floor?
I think it's been pretty good. We've all been focusing kind of just on our mental stability and strength and keeping up with that, and so we're all such good friends. We're a close-knit team, so that's really been a thing that's helped us out too as well.
Always fun to watch too. And I mean, now as a player, with the success that you guys had last year, you go to the state tournament, obviously that didn't go quite so well. What is your mindset at obviously taking things one match at a time, but what is your mindset as you look toward your ultimate goals this season?
I think now we have higher expectations for ourselves, just because last year our goal was just to get to state, and now that we did that, we know what we can do and we know what we're capable of. So obviously we want to go as far as we can, and if that's a state title, then so be it.
And you got to know, though, that people are gunning for you too.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You got to go out and just keep improving all season long, right?
Yep, definitely.
Job well done, Lily. All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you in Box Elder on Thursday,
all right?
Lily Sanchez, happy birthday. Coming up tomorrow, she and her Governor teammates get a 3-set victory over Rapid City Central today at Riggs High Gym. There's more to come in our Family Dental post game. We've got the stats on the way, and still with plays of the game and your player of the game to announce as we continue. After this 3-minute timeout, you're listening to Peer Governor Volleyball.
Do you love watching high school sports but find yourself wanting to be more involved? Live Ticket TV has the solution for you. They're looking for production managers to assist for this school year. Duties include the management of equipment as well as basic technological understanding. But don't stress. Paid training will be provided. Part-time wages start at $20 per hour. Call 833-605-LIVE, extension 2. That's 833-605-5483, extension 2. And punch your ticket to joining one of the fastest-growing companies in South Dakota.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors can give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Have you found yourself worrying about inflation and market volatility? Considering what should I do? Can I do anything? Am I going to be okay? The Ranky Gray team has been coaching their clients through these tumultuous times for over 35 years. Let us discover what easy, proven adjustments can be made for you. For a free second opinion, our team can be reached at 605-224-5959. Let's start today.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through New Edge Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor. New Edge Advisors LLC and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota wants your trade. We also want any vehicle that you might be willing to part with. So much so that we'll give you an additional $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you let us buy your vehicle. Yes, $200 Pure Pride dollars when you trade or when you sell your vehicle to Capital City Ford Lincoln Toyota. Stop in at 518 East Sioux Avenue in Pier. Call 605-224-7378 and visit CapitalCityFordToyota.com.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Back at Riggside Gym, our family dental postgame continues as Pier gets a 3-0 win over Rapid City Central. Here are the stats and how it all came about. Again, 15-9-11, the point totals for the Cobblers here today. Pier outscoring in the kill column the Cobblers 40-11. Unofficially, and that balanced scoring attack that Pierre had is what got him there. Avery Kaiser will finish with 10 kills today. Reese Terwilliger with 9, McKenna Schleckaway, and Lily Sanchez each with 8. Then Remington Price had 5, 4 of those coming up in that third and final victory for the sets. And Danny Beck with a couple of kills early on in set number one as well. Out of just 11 for Rapid City Central, again, it's tough to get in system for them today, but Justice Jackson will finish with 3 kills, and she'll be matched by Leah Richard as well. Jocelyn Van Dam with a couple, and then Kaylee Schartz with 1, Delaney Wilson and setter Leila Roybal with 1 each, but 40-11. It's all Governors in that offensive category. Defense is all Pier as well. 5 defensive ace blocks, 2 from Twilliger, 1 from Kaiser, 1 from Beck, and 1 from Sanchez. 0 block points for Rapid City Central. Serving is in favor of Pier as well. 11 aces on the day, more than half of those, with 6 of them going to the senior Remington Price, who had the 3 long service runs to start each game of 7 and 9 and 7. 6 aces for the Remington as she'll lead the way. Kaiser and Terwilliger with a couple each, and Grace Soma getting her first serving opportunity off the bench this season comes in with an ace. 11 for the Governors, 8 service errors. Meanwhile, the Cobblers get service aces from Caitlin Homschild, Delaney Wilson, and Leila Roybal. I can't say that name. I'm sorry. Leila Roybal. And then 2 service errors there as well. And the Governors clean it up after 9 errors on the floor, plus the 2 in serve in that first set. They only have 2 in the second and 2 in the third. They finish with 13 errors on the floor. Central with 15. Overall, an average of 5-plus per game. And the assists, we talked with Lily Sanchez about the set assists. I've got Lily with 18, Elise Christofferson with 12, and Avery Kaiser had a bump assist in there as well. 31 assists on the day, unofficially, for the Governors out of the 40 kills that they had on the floor. So a good job moving the ball, and a great job of the Governors in taking care of business today in a 3-0 match victory. 3-0 for the Govs as they'll move on to the western part of the state tomorrow, rather this week ahead, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's Douglas, then Sturgis, then Spearfish, and we'll talk more about that yet in our post game. But let's talk about big plays of the game that are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. Big plays coming up after you hear this from Hermanson's in Pierre.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Hermanson Endodontics, big plays of the game, and really not too difficult to point out big plays of this game. It is the quick starts for the Governors in all three sets. As 7-0 they started before Rapid City Central got on the board in the first set. It was 9-0 Pierre in that second set, and then again 7-0 in the third. And if it isn't for some Pierre errors in that first set, they actually had 9 errors plus 2 service errors. 11 of those 15 points by Rapid City Central scored on the mistakes by Pierre. I think the Governors even dominate this match a little bit more than what they already did. But you got to have a quick start, and the Governors certainly had that not once, not twice, but 3 times today. Your big plays of the game right there to start each of these sets, sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And we've got, when you spread the wealth so much, you've got a difficult decision in figuring out who the player of the game is going to be. So we'll take 30 seconds here from Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre, and we'll come back and announce our player of the game next for Governor Volleyball.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach at the same time. Heading to the campground? Fishing the waters? Cowboy Country Store is ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious foods. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffees, regular and breakfast pizzas too. Convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken in Pierre and Fort Pierre.
Cowboy Country Stores giving us your player of the game. Now, let's run them down on the winning side of things. You've got Remington Price pitching 6 aces out of 11 that the Governors had today, starting all 3 of these games with good long service runs. You've got Reese Terwilliger with 9 kills, Avery Kaiser with 10, both of them with a couple of assists. Aces. Also, both of them in the blocking scheme with 3 blocks combined. McKenna Schleckaway with 8 kills. Lily Sanchez with 8 kills, 18 assists and a block in there too. And Danny Beck contributing, Grace Soma contributing. When you've got a balanced attack, you got to look at the setters and dishing things out. And yes, Lily Sanchez had a Sanchez type day. She's going to be a great all around player all season long. But I think I'm seeing some pretty good improvement in the set game for Elise Christofferson. Got her with a dozen kills in this one. And, Sanchez will do what she does, but Elise Christofferson, who also went on some of these national summer tournament trips, if she starts playing better and shows that improvement, and I think we're already seeing it from her sophomore season to now her junior season, advantage Governors. If you've got 2 good setters setting the hitters up, it's just going to get better and better all season long. So we're going with Elise Christofferson, player of the game today, with those 12 assists and all around the court. A job well done by the Governors today. Player of the game is sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Ford Pierre. We'll take a final break and we'll come back and take a look at other volleyball scores and set you up for high school football tonight. Governors opening the season at Phil Trautner Stadium at Hollister Field. And that's still to come in our Family Dental post game. This is Governor Volleyball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
The Lariat Lanes in Pier is your family fun center with leagues for all ages starting up now for bowling, pool, and darts. Stop on out and get signed up. With bumper bowling, the new sink scoring, and a full-service snack bar, there's no better place for your kids' birthday parties or family get-togethers. And sports fanatics view all your favorite games, including the NFL Sunday Ticket, coming to the Cactus Lounge. Never complain that there's nothing to do. Come on out to your family fun center, the Lariat Lanes on the Truck Bypass in Pier.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Governor Volleyball, toxic. It's 100. Governor Volleyball right here on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7. Match to watch back. Once again, you can do that at drgnews.com. As we get closer to sign-off here, we remind you on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety as they celebrate being a part of a team. Remember to buckle up always. Seatbelts save lives from the Office of Highway Safety. The one match that was going on, the best three out of five, has been won by Aberdeen Central. Stevens beat them 25-23 in the first set, but it was Aberdeen coming back on their home floor with wins at 19-19 and 20. So Aberdeen Central now is 2-0 on the season. Make it 3-0, actually. Stevens falls to 0-2. We will be in Aberdeen on in a couple of weeks, actually, to see the Golden Eagles with an ESD battle coming up at Pier beating Rapid City Central today as well. Huron got Brandon Valley in the Huron invite today, 2-1. Harrisburg sweeps Brookings. Mitchell falls to Watertown, 2-1. Chester beating Brandon Valley, a Class B school over the third-ranked preseason Class AA squad, but Huron beat Chester, 2-1. Sioux Falls Christian over Watertown, 2-1. Huron swept Sturgis, best 2 out of 3. Mitchell, a 2-1 win over Spearfish, and Sturgis fell to Chester area as well. Two games to none. There's still more volleyball to be played, a lot of it in that Huron invite for this early season effort. But once again, it's high school football coming up tonight. Pier, the five-time defending Class 11 AA state champs, will open defense of their title and try to make it six straight. They are the odds-on favorite to get there with all of the studs back, and we'll look forward to starting the season off. Pier takes on Aberdeen Central at Phil Trautner Stadium at Hollister Field tonight. We'll be on the air by 6:30, might even be 6:25. I hope you can join me for that one as more Pier Governor sports coming up tonight. Your official home of the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com. For Jordan Luttmer on camera and live tickets, allowing us all to watch this one back once again as we archive it at drgnews.com. And for Heather Williams in studio, we thank you for joining us. I'm Brian Oakland as the Pier Governor volleyball squad now 3-0. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, Pier over Rapid City Central today, 25-15, 25-9, 25-11. 3 hours from now, we're back on with football. We'll see you then. This is Governor Football on your official home of the Governors, River 92.7, and stations of DRG Media Group.
Pier Governor Volleyball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Capital City, Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebind Agency. Governor Volleyball is brought to you by Linz Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds & Associates Insurance and Real Estate, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, American Bank and Trust, Yesway, Pier Regional Airport, Nystrom Electric
Electrical Contracting, and Access Health Fort Pierre. And Governor Volleyball is brought to you in part by Kathy Sunshine Properties, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, TMA, Oahe Federal Credit Union, Lariat Lanes, Wegner Auto, Gators Pizza, Pasta and Subs, and Bauman Lumber. These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Volleyball, Potsipa Agency, State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gale's Gas Service. The proceeding has been a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports on the official voice of the Pier Governors, River 92.7.